White Britons are the minority in three UK places with traditionally big Asian populations. A new report on immigration says the number of white people in the city of Leicester and the towns of Luton and Slough are now under 50%. It's partly being put down to more Eastern Europeans moving here. Asian Network's Nancy Cold here with more details.
These findings have come from a study by Manchester University based on the 2011 census. It suggests that Luton, Leicester and Slough have a minority of people living there who are not white British. In Leicester and Luton, white people make up 45% of the population. In Slough, it's 35%. It's predicted that Birmingham will be the next place on the list by the end of the decade. The census stats revealed last month show that Indians make up 28% of Leicester's 330,000 population. We spoke to these people in the city at the time about why they thought that was.
Because it's very easy to live here, because there is no language problem. If the people meet each other, they can communicate easily.
Once it started rolling and you had diverse cultures coming in, then that generated the community feel itself, isn't it? In a sense, having all the shops around and everything else and having the diversity of food available.
So, Nancy, why are white Brits becoming the minority in these places?
Well, they're saying that one of the key reasons is because more people are coming in from Poland and other Eastern European countries to live in more traditional Asian areas. Now, with more countries becoming part of the EU in recent years, it means that people have more rights and are free to travel and work in the UK. Here's some of the views on Nihal earlier.
If you look at history, people didn't want the Asians there. The Asians didn't want, like, Somalians coming in. And then now the Asians and Somalians are presenting the Polish and the Eastern Europeans coming in. It's a natural human reaction that...
I'd be lying if I said no. There are certainly tensions where there's a big Eastern European community. Maybe their lifestyles, the way they do things, don't necessarily fit into the way that Asian people or black people who've been here since the 1950s and 60s do things.
If they can have a law for the Asians, restrictions of coming into this country for this test and that test, and have you got a job and who's sponsoring you, European Union has opened the gates. Like, you can walk wherever you want, do what you want. There are no checks, but there are checks on Asians coming in.
East Europeans might go back. Some commentators have been saying in the news, so the demographics could change again, but I guess we just have to get used to it.
Is there anything else interesting that's come out of this report?
Well, yes, researchers suggest that despite British cities being more ethnically diverse than ever before, it doesn't actually mean that towns and cities are less British. Stephen Jivraj words on the study.
It's important to say that despite the increased diversity in our towns and cities, they're not becoming any less British, because more people in 2011 said they had a British national identity than said they had a white British ethnic identity.
Now, an example of this can be seen in Luton, a town which has a 14% Pakistani population and 7% Bangladeshi. There, 81% of people said they saw their national identity as British. The team hope their research will help put to bed the idea that UK society is under threat of segregation.